USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the Senate floor a short time ago, Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of reckless behavior when it comes to the impeachment process. Now, the Democrat Pelosi has been withholding the articles of impeachment passed by the House 3 weeks ago, saying she needs to know more about how the Republican Senate would handle an impeachment trial and whether it will be fair before she sends the articles over. McConnell insists the House is not going to dictate how any Senate trials run.
The majority of this body has said definitively that we are not ceding our constitutional authority to the partisan designs of the Speaker.
President Trump tweeting this morning, House Republicans should vote against a war powers resolution that they'll face today. It would prevent any president from using military force against Iran without authorization from Congress first. And this is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
President Trump celebrating a court ruling that will allow his administration to use Defense Department funds to continue building a border wall, tweeting the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling yesterday gives him the go-ahead to build one of the largest sections of what he says is a desperately needed wall. The court granting a stay of a Texas judge's order. The case continues. The ruling does allow Trump, though, to use up to $3.6 billion for 11 wall projects. Still more questions than answers after a Ukraine International Airlines jet crashes right after takeoff from Tehran this week, an Iranian investigator claiming it was on fire before it hit the ground. Iran, though, will not give the U.S. or Boeing access to the jet's black box. Former NTSB Chief James Hall says,
You can't squash speculation except with the truth. And the only way you're going to have the truth here is have a thorough and fair investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new Colorado law lets police confiscate a gun without a criminal charge. Colorado's red flag law taking effect on New Year's Day. It's already being used. On January 2nd, Denver police did ask a judge to let them take away two guns from a man involved in a domestic dispute. Actor, director, comedian, and writer Buck Henry has passed away at 89. Reports are he died of a heart attack at an L.A. hospital yesterday. He was a regular host of Saturday Night Live through its first two decades. Henry also was nominated for an Academy Award in 1968 for Best Adapted Screenplay for The Graduate. He was then nominated in 1979 for Best Director for Heaven Can Wait. Severe weather could impact the southern U.S. this weekend. Forecasters say the bad weather is expected to start tomorrow afternoon and continue through Saturday from East Texas to Florida and as far north as the Ohio Valley. The storms should start in the west on Friday and be moving eastward right through Saturday night. And the newest smart kitchen features are on display at this week's CES Gadget Show in Las Vegas. They include countertop robotic arms to chop vegetables, artificial intelligence oven cameras, and internet-connected meat thermometers to make sure you don't burn your dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.